Thank you, Steve. Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, and we're in the Allstate Showcase studio. And how weird is this? We are going to talk to someone from Allstate right now. This is Tiffany Saxton, Associate Marketing Director for Allstate. And throughout this month of February, in celebration of Black History Month, Allstate is recognizing some individuals whose drive and passion has led them to become influential in their respective fields. First of all, hello to you, Tiffany.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And Allstate is calling this Worth Telling. And this is just to share in the endeavors and the passion of a very young person, I will tell you right now, who's going to make a difference.
Absolutely. It's for a very young person and then a variety of other people. We're highlighting 10 African Americans who are paving the way and inspiring others in the fields of art, education, science, music, and entrepreneurship. Worth Telling is our demonstration of Allstate's commitment to celebrating the legacy and cultural contributions of African Americans.
Very nice. Has the program been going a while, has it?
This is actually our first year for this particular program, but we have a long commitment to celebrating Black History Month. And diversity runs in our veins at Allstate. And so we are committed to all of our communities and always want to celebrate the good that is happening in people's lives.
And an extra day this year, leap year.
And an extra day this year. Makes it all the more fun.
So in the studio with us right now, Kevin Stonewall, you are a scientist, sir.
Yes, sir.
A young scientist.
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. I've been working with this since I was 17, so about 4 years now.
And you go to college, University of Wisconsin at Madison?
Correct, yep.
All right, and biology major, and you're determined to find the cure for cancer, aren't you?
Yeah, that's one of my objectives. I mean, just trying to stay passionate about it and just trying to keep that energy flowing with it, so.
Kevin, any reason in particular why? I mean, usually when you're that young, a lot of kids don't think, I got to do this, I got to cure cancer, I got to go into science. Why you?
I think the big part kind of because I love science and I've seen the impact that cancer had on my friend, uncle, my freshman year of high school. So, you know, my friend, uncle passed away from cancer and, you know, I've seen the impact that cancer had on him, like financially.
Sure.
You know, he was one of the top kids in our class and then he started to fall below in the ranks. So I've seen the impact of it and that kind of pushed me to go about that and pursue it as like one of my passions.
Good.
And University of Wisconsin, really important in colon cancer research?
Yeah, no. I mean, UW-Madison has been a really great campus for me. I feel like I'm growing a lot in my research there. And that was kind of one of my big decisions why I wanted to go to Wisconsin anyway. I looked at my mentors there. They're really great. So, I mean, all in all, I feel like I'm at the right place to continue doing what I'm doing.
So what are they doing for you there in particular? Because those are extremely lofty goals. When you come in, you came in a couple of years ago with that as your mindset. What did the school do for you and what did you do for them?
Well, I think one thing the school did for me was, you know, one, provide me with a great mentor that I'm still in contact with now. Dr. Capitini, he's been like a great person. We have really similar life experiences. He started doing cancer research when he was in high school. He's a pediatric oncologist. I want to be a pediatric oncologist. He's the right person I have to go to with a lot of things. And, you know, I feel like that support is really crucial in terms of like pursuing of, you know, in any field, but particularly even science.
Sure.
And, you know, he's really been a good person I can go to throughout my time here at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Think back to when you were younger, Kevin, a little kid. Did you have one of those science experimental kits? What first attracted you to science?
It was fifth grade when we was in science class. We was learning about the microscopes, and I fell in love with it. I actually asked my parents for a microscope for Christmas. So, I mean.
And you got one Santa delivered, I hope.
Yeah, no, I got them all, and I just kept. I was so amazed when I like grabbed plants, like leaves off the trees, and I put it under the microscope. You know, it got to the point where I just really loved science.
Yeah.
I knew from there I wanted to do something with my career with that.
See, a lot of us play doctor when we're kids, Kevin, but you were really doing it. You
I
were really
so scientist, not doctor.
We all have
so much
all
smarter
of
than we are.
No, it's just hard work and just passion. That's all it is.
Good.
Now,
very
do you watch? You don't happen to watch X-Files, do you?
I watched it once upon a time.
Because Scully is a scientist, and to me, I'm really intrigued when I see that on TV, and she's pulling out the microscope.
Yeah.
No Bunsen burner. I think they've moved beyond that. And the little thing, what was that called? The flint that you would use to light the Bunsen burner?
Well, I mean,
I'm sure it's advanced since I've been in high school.
You have an app for it now, probably.
Or a big lighter.
Technology definitely pushes a lot.
Where are we in terms of, I know we have great strides to still be made, but where are we in terms of finally finding a cure?
I mean, I would say, in particular for me, research has been going well. Now I'm looking more so in leukemia, a lot of those, and also looking at, you know, reconfirming a lot of the research I've been doing in the past. I feel for me, you know, you in science, you have to do things over and over again to validate it. And
sure.
I'm definitely validating the colon cancer, but I'm also validating the leukemia and breast cancer as well, because it's, once again, these are what I'm passionate about. And one day I would like to implement those research
right.
for my patients.
And do all scientists and hospitals, is there a network where people are working together, or is everybody working on different ideas everywhere else?
Yeah, it is always like when you go to medical conferences, even just up at my lab at the university, you know, we all have the weekly lab meetings where you can, you know, share ideas and give each other criticism.
Yeah.
And, you know, those all in all help with the whole environment and, you know, being cooperative.
Wow.
So a lot of school you're looking at. After
it's a lot of
graduate,
school. It's a lot of school. It's a lot of school, but it's all worth it, though. I love what I'm doing. So,
and that's important. I mean, as a parent, you try and tell your kids that do what you love. Don't worry about the money. Do what you're passionate about. And you've been passionate about this for quite some time.
Major key.
All right. His name is Kevin Stonewall, scientist determined to cure cancer. Stonewall is a biology major at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Third year? You're in your third year right now?
Correct.
Is it getting way harder?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's definitely each year getting harder and harder, and the more and more involved I get on campus. But it's nice again. It's all worth it.
And Tiffany Saxton, Associate Marketing Director from Allstate. This whole Worth Telling campaign spotlights the accomplishments of 10 African Americans who are paving the way for others in the fields of art, education, health, science, music, and entrepreneurship. This is your first year doing it. How does someone get to be a recipient? If someone's listening today, an African-American listener who maybe next year wants to nominate someone, how does this work and where can we find more information?
Well, you can find more information by following Allstate's flagship pages on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. We've been posting news stories there every week throughout the month. And you can also visit allstate.com/worthtelling. We didn't have a formal process. We really just kind of dug deep and looked for people around the country who represented positive stories, inspiring narratives, and the opportunity to really kind of put a positive message out in celebration of African-American culture this month. So we'll see kind of what the future holds as far as kind of how the campaign continues to grow. But we're really excited to have been able to share this with the world this year.
It's great. And Kevin's a great representative.
Kevin
of this,
is a great representative. And we're really grateful to him for being a part of it.
Good.
And at 21, Kevin, do you feel that someone listening right now, you might inspire them? You said you had a great mentor at University of Wisconsin. Do you feel you're going to inspire someone being so young and being so passionate and showing them, hey, if you really want it, you can do it?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to inspire the next generation. You know, even if I'm not the one to cure cancer, at least I'm taking steps to, you know, for the next generation to eradicate it. So as long as I'm paving the way for the future, I'm proud with that.
Great attitude. Thank you so much.
Thank
and good luck to you and all your years of schooling ahead
Thank
of
you. I'll let you know how that goes.
Kevin Stonewall, congratulations. Worth Telling is the campaign that Allstate is putting out right now to celebrate Black History Month. Tiffany Saxton, Associate Marketing Director from Allstate, thank you so much and good luck to both
of you.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. A quick break. More show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.